one of the things that is most going to transform breast cancer treatment in the next few years is going to be increasingly therapies that are based on the mechanisms of what actually causes the disease, rather than simply using toxic agents that kill cells with some therapeutic index that is particularly targeted to cancer cells. We already are actually seeing targeted therapy. The very first targeted therapy is endocrine therapy. The very notion of measuring the estrogen receptor clearly is based on the notion that that is a protein with which estrogens interact, and if that protein isn't there, tumors won't respond to endocrine therapy. So if we just simply imagine expanding that to look at other targets for what makes breast cancer grow or metastasize or develop a blood supply, we can readily understand how there will be the potential for developing these new kinds of targeted therapies. One of the ones that I think is particularly exciting, not only because there's already some evidence that it's working, but also because it has the potential to apply to so many other cancers aside from just breast cancer, are therapies that target apoptosis. Let me just explain for a second what apoptosis is. Apoptosis, which is also known as programmed cell death, is a commitment that a cell makes literally to kill itself. And this is a good thing. A normal cell, when it is damaged, has two options available to it. It can pause and not grow while it tries to repair itself, or it can sense by internal mechanisms that it has been so damaged that the best thing it can do for the organism is to kill itself. And a very trivial but very useful analogy is when you sit out in the sun and you get too much of an erythema or a sunburn, if those cells can't repair themselves, they kill themselves and your nose peels. That's a good thing because things like UV irradiation causes DNA damage, and we're aware that 100% of all cancer is caused by DNA damage. So the possibility of a cell having DNA damage and not killing itself is an easy route to creating cancer. Therefore, we're not surprised that one of the early steps that cancers develop as part of their ability to evade killing themselves when they are damaged, their DNA is harmed, is to learn how to defeat apoptosis. A lot of studies done in many groups have shown that there are specific molecules that normally help a cell avoid prematurely undergoing apoptosis. These are the body's normal defenses against undergoing apoptosis. Cancer cells strengthen these defenses. They strengthen them by overexpressing or amplifying the genes and the proteins derived from those genes, which encode proteins which block apoptosis. Therefore, a variety of groups, including our own, have been exploring ways of keeping these proteins, which prevent cells from undergoing apoptosis, from being effective. There are a lot of ways one can imagine doing this. There are strategies now that have been shown to be successful in experimental animals in which you can block the messenger RNA, which encodes a specific protein. The first way that this has been done is with so-called antisense RNA, and there are companies out there which are developing antisense strategies which interact with certain RNAs which encode proteins that one wishes to block. If we remember that each protein has its own specific messenger RNA, and each specific messenger RNA has its nucleotide nucleic acid code, then we can understand that there is a complementary code which will base pair, just like both halves of the zipper in your pants, and block this messenger RNA from working and cause its degradation. So this strategy has been successful in animals and is in clinical trials. An even more exciting strategy these days is something called silencing RNAs, or siRNAs. siRNAs are RNAs that very specifically target only one nucleic acid sequence and thus are, in theory, absolutely specific for a specific targeted RNA. Recently, it's just been reported that these siRNAs can block messenger RNAs in experimental animals, and I suspect there will be clinical trials using these siRNAs in the next year or two in human beings. Once again, the huge theoretical advantage of both of these approaches is that because each messenger RNA for a specific protein has an exact nucleic acid code, an siRNA will, in theory, only target the one specific molecule of interest. And hopefully, that might avoid a great deal of toxicity. In our own group, we have been using small molecules to block the target proteins to which these anti-apoptotic proteins bind. As I mentioned, cancer cells amplify or expand the proteins which block apoptosis. We have been able, as have other groups, to develop small molecules which keep these anti-apoptotic molecules from working because we keep them from blocking to their targets. What would this mean clinically? Imagine that you are carefully balanced on both feet and I push you on your shoulders. It's likely that I won't be able to push you over onto the ground. But if I make you hop on one foot and push you over, you're much less steady. In that same sense, these molecules which block apoptosis keep a cancer steady on its feet and able to withstand radiation and chemotherapy. When we predispose these cancer cells to apoptosis and we come along with a standard therapy, radiation or drugs, we would anticipate that we would sensitize these tumors to these anti-cancer therapies. And at least in model systems, this appears to work.
What do we know about the effect of our two current targeted therapies, endocrine treatment and trastuzumab, in terms of apoptosis?
Both of those therapies increase the apoptosis in cancer cells, so that anything that comes along and makes it easier for the cells to undergo apoptosis, we would imagine complement the effectiveness of trastuzumab or other endocrine treatments. And in fact, there is excellent evidence in model systems that that's exactly the case. And I suspect we'll be seeing clinical trials that look exactly like that over the next year or two.
I had actually interviewed Jenny Chang, who did some fascinating work on neoadjuvant trastuzumab, showing that apoptosis was a big part of the anti-tumor effect. Overall, what do we know about how trastuzumab works?
Well, that's a very good question. There are actually some conflicting data on the mechanisms of action of trastuzumab. One thing that seems fairly certain is that trastuzumab interferes with the signaling of the EGF receptor family growth factor receptors on the cell surface. Trastuzumab, recall, is an antibody to HER2, HER2 or NEU-NU. By interfering with that receptor, it blocks signaling, intracellular signaling of that receptor, which is in effect a growth factor signal to the cell. And therefore, the cell is unable to continue its normal proliferative process and commonly undergoes apoptotic cell death. The therapies that we've just been talking about the last couple of minutes would make the cell more sensitive to that killing because the cell would be predisposed to undergo apoptosis since one of its defenses against apoptosis would have been removed.
You mentioned the antisense strategy. What do we know right now about that and what's been seen so far in clinical trials?
The most important antisense trial that we would be talking about is an antisense directed against a messenger RNA for the protein BCL2. BCL2 is one of these proteins that keeps a cell from undergoing apoptosis. BCL2 is a protein which inhibits apoptosis, and BCL2 is overexpressed in many cancers. It's overexpressed in some breast cancers. It's overexpressed in lymphoma. There are plenty of data showing that if you knock out BCL2 with any of several different strategies, cells will either die or be very sensitive to chemotherapy. A specific company, a biotechnology company called Genta, has been doing clinical trials on a BCL2 antisense. Their molecule is called Genesense, and they have reported, I have no inside information on this, but at various meetings they have reported significant preclinical activity as well as some activity, particularly in CLL, and I believe some activity in malignant melanoma as well. Both of those tumors commonly overexpress BCL2, and if activity is sufficient and toxicity, which has not been a critical factor thus far, remains at a low level, this may be an interesting new potential therapy. What I think is important, even more importantly, is that this is a potential proof of principle that going after these molecules that help a cell defend against apoptosis is an important strategy.